Welcome to Magic Moonlog. I am your host, Dawn Marie Franzen, and this is a weekly series looking at the astrological forecast. So sit back and relax, and let's see what the moon and stars will bring us. Hello, hello everyone. Welcome back to Magic Moonlog. If this is your first time here, hi, my name is Dawn, and I do this weekly astrocast, which I'm having a really great time with. So I hope this meets with your expectations and that you come back every Saturday for them. Also, if you're new to the whole entire podcast and videos, I also do monthly shows, which I talk about other subjects in the world of witchcraft and magic. So anyway, it has come to my attention that last week's video for Magic Moonlog was a little messed up. So apparently the video track and the audio track didn't line up very well. So in other words, the sound wasn't going along with what you saw me saying in the video. You know, what I was saying didn't line up with what you were seeing. So, I mean, most of it did, like the visuals that I do, I think were fine. It was just that, you know, when you watch a movie, like an old movie or a TV show, and the mouth doesn't match up with the words, that was kind of like what it was like. And it is so annoying. I get annoyed by that. I mean, I can't watch anything like that. It drives me crazy. I get frustrated. At this moment, I am not going to fix it right away. Maybe down the road, I will try to get back in it and fix it. But the only reason why I'm not in a hurry to fix it is because it takes me a long time to do those videos. And of course, yes, that's my choice, right? But, you know, in order to give you guys good content, you know, I don't like it. You know, I like to put the visuals up there so that you guys can see what I'm talking about and get an idea of what everything means, right? And it takes me a lot of time to do that. It takes me a while to edit the videos because not only am I editing the videos, but I'm also editing the show, from the podcast. So it does take me some time. And again, that's all on me. You know what I mean? But whereas it takes me a lot of time, the thought of going back into it and re-editing all of it again, it doesn't appeal to me right now. So maybe eventually, somewhere down the road, when I get some time, I can do that. But for now, if you don't want to watch the video, you don't have to. I mean, I totally understand. But on that note, I want to just say that when you watch the videos, okay, please go ahead and like the videos, subscribe to the channel. Liking the videos helps the algorithm. And what that means is that when somebody wants to do a search, I want them to be able to find my videos, right? If you put in witch magic, of course, that might be one of the things that come up if you put the exact title, correct spelling, or even if you're looking for a particular video and you put the name of the video. But not everybody knows to do that because if they've never been to the channel before. So say someone was going to do a search for astrology videos. Mine is not going to be anywhere near the top. You know what I mean? Unless I get a lot of likes. It really helps other people to find the channel, okay? And I'm not just speaking for myself. I'm speaking for all those content creators out there, all those YouTubers, everything. Any videos that you watch, especially if you go back and watch several of their videos, subscribe to the channel, like the videos. It really, really helps. And every once in a while, leave a comment, because we appreciate that. You know what I mean? We work hard to give you the content. And again, it's on me, it's on us, I am speaking for everybody. And not all of us get paid for it. I don't get paid to do this. I do this on my own free will, my own accord, my own free time. And yes, I keep tapping my screen because that's my iPad. I don't want my notes to go away from when I read the Astrocast to you. But yeah, it liking and commenting, you know, it really shows us that we're making a difference, okay? That you're enjoying what we're doing, you know? Does that make sense? It does mean a lot. If you come across this video, these videos, this channel, and you don't like what you're seeing, please do not dislike. Please do not leave nasty comments. Just, you don't have to watch these videos. You know what I mean? Go somewhere else. That's fine with me. But if you do watch these videos and you do like even a little bit, you know, please press the like button. And that also goes with the podcast, right? If you're listening to this on Apple or Spotify, you can rate it and you can write a review. But rating the podcast, rating the shows, and again, I'm speaking for any show that you listen to, it really helps in the search engines, okay? Get me to the top. Let's get to the top, all right? We can do this. And again, every once in a while, please leave me a comment or a review just so I know that, you know, you're really enjoying what you're seeing and what you're hearing, okay? All right, thanks for listening. I will get off my soapbox now. All right, let's get on with the Astrocast for the week of March 9 to 15. So today, the moon is in its fourth quarter phase in Pisces. The moon and Saturn are in conjunction at 1:23 p.m. The moon and Jupiter sextile, and Mars and Uranus square off at 5:55. At 6:01, the sun sextile Uranus. Mercury enters Aries at 11:03. On Sunday, March 10, daylight savings time starts at 2 a.m. And again, I have mentioned this before, but all the times that I'm mentioning on here are Eastern Standard Time, okay? So be sure to turn your manual clocks 1 hour ahead. Spring forward. Ramadan begins at sundown, and this is a great time for spiritual enlightenment. Also, what's happening, this is a very busy day. The moon in Uranus sextile at 4:22 a.m. The new moon happens at 5 o'clock at 20 degrees in Pisces and is also in conjunction with the sun. The moon is in conjunction with Neptune at 3:45 p.m. and is also void, of course, until 8:19 when it enters Aries. Meanwhile, Mercury and Pluto sextile at 10:38. The moon and Mercury are in conjunction at 11:15. On Monday, the moon is in its first quarter phase in Aries. Venus enters Pisces at 5:50 p.m. On Tuesday, the moon and Mars sextile at 7:08 a.m. And then the moon is void until it enters Taurus at 8:28 p.m. The moon and Venus sextile at 10:56, and then the moon and Pluto square at 10:57. On Wednesday, the moon and Saturn sextile at 3:30 p.m. The moon and Jupiter are in conjunction at 7:13. On Thursday, the moon and Uranus are in conjunction at 6 o'clock a.m. The moon and Mars square at 12:01 p.m. The moon and sun sextile at 1:57. The moon sextiles Neptune at 6:29 and is void until 11:16 when it enters Gemini. On Friday, the moon and Pluto trine at 2 o'clock a.m. The moon and Venus square at 6:59. The moon and Mercury sextile at 6:11 p.m. The moon and Saturn square at 8:06. So that was kind of a quick run through of the Astrocast. So a look into this week. This weekend will be a time for dependability, cheerfulness, and original thoughts. Mercury in Aries is a true indicator of ideas. People will appreciate you being open and honest. Use daylight savings time to change something you don't like. Using divination tools while the new moon is in Pisces could prove to be beneficial. And, of course, the new moon is always a great time to set your intentions for the month. This weekend is also a great time for revitalizing and getting small tasks done quickly and enlightening discussions. For the rest of the week, your intuition and compassion and overall ethereal quality could draw others to you easily. Being nervous and affectionate could come into play. Try to make as few demands as possible on yourself and on others. Midweek, you might find it easy to be optimistic and help those in need. You may have high hopes, be impulsive and creative on Thursday. You might want to relax with friends on Friday, and you may develop quick thinking. All right, there's my advice for the week, and let's go to the spell of the week in Llewellyn's Witch's Spelliday Almanac. Magic Moon Log is sponsored by Life Changing Energy. They've got yoga outfits and all kinds of other clothing, jewelry, and healing tools. Take an online course. I took my course with Vicki Gold and am now a certified crystal and chakra healer. Please visit lifechangingenergy.com and use the promo code MAGIC7. That's magic with a K, number 7, for 7% off your purchase. And now back to the show. And this is called Make a Balance Ladder. And let's see, it's on page 57. And if you have this book at home, you can follow along. It's on page 57. All right, and it's for Wednesday, March 13. And the color of the day is yellow. And the incense of the day is bay laurel. Witches' ladders have been employed by magic workers since at least the 17th century. They are made with rope, often 3 feet long. Tied into the rope every few inches are knots, feathers, sticks, hair, fur, and all manner of charms, stones, and baubles. Witches' ladders are used for protection, summoning, sending messages to spirits, and warding off onlookers. This take on a witch's ladder helps create balance. First, get 36 inches of rope or twine. Collect items representing balance for your life. These can be anything: a coin for continued wealth, acorns for timely growth, a feather for spontaneous flights of fancy, a red clown nose for laughter, herbs from your window box for abundance, a train ticket for travel, or a key symbolizing a safe home. Tie the items to the rope from bottom to top. If everyone in the household is participating in the magic, create this together. Hang the ladder in a conspicuous place. If the ladder is for personal use, hang it in a secret place where only you can see it. And that is written by Phoenix LaFay and Guion Raven. All right, now for the Everyday Spells card. I know you guys love this so much. I love these too. These are great. All right, this one is for tranquility in the healing spells. You'll need 1 stick, 7 leaves from an ash oak tree, and several stones. This spell is useful for inner peace. For this spell, take a walk in the woods. Take the stick and draw a circle on the ground, marking 4 directions, north, east, south, and west. Arrange the stones and leaves in the center of your circle. Repeat the following mantra. Good luck rises for me in the east. My music rises in the south. My wishes rise in the west. From the north, peace and calm will come to me. My dreams will come true, and so it won't be. All right. And as usual, I would take a picture of that and put it on the Facebook page. And now let's get into the oracle reading. So this deck is The Oracle of Light and Dreams, and it's by Scott Howden. And I have not read from this deck in some time now. So this ought to be interesting. And as always, we do want it to kind of correlate with what we're talking about, like what this week is going to bring as far as like the Astrocast and everything. So let's hope that we get a good reading, some good guidance from it. And I don't know how you guys shuffle your cards. I shuffle mine like regular playing cards. I know some people do it from the top, but I've tried doing it that way. And even though the cards are a little bit bigger than playing cards, and it, you know, you have to really get your hands around them to shuffle it this way, I just can't grasp the other way for some reason. I don't know. All right, and a card just jumped out. Okay, so this is what the back of the cards look like. Pretty nice, huh? Beautiful. And we've drawn the card of red. Okay. And the card is number 14. So I will look that up in the book. And let's see what this is about. All right. Red. And the affirmation says, be gentle. And key words to this card are strong, kind, considerate, and tender. The horned red-haired creature has a special affinity with the animals of the forest. Deep in the woods, the robin and the squirrel rest with him for a while. They feel safe to whisper their fears and secrets to him. The animals are calm and at peace, sensing his gentle and loving nature. Through quiet observation and with compassion and awareness, he is attentive to their needs and has become a comforting ally and friend, always ready to aid and protect. Gentleness consists of being kind, considerate, and amiable. A gentle person is aware of the needs of others and less prone to reactive behavior. By expressing attributes of gentleness, such as smiling, displaying warmth, and showing kindness and goodwill, we invite the trust, friendship, and love of others. And here's a quote that says, gentleness is strength under control. It is the ability to stay calm no matter what happens. And that quote is written by Elizabeth George. All right. And yeah, so that's the Astrocast for the week. And those are our readings for the week. And again, if you are new here, please come back every Saturday. Please make sure you're liking the video, subscribing to the channel, sharing with your friends, same as on the show, the podcast platforms, Apple and Spotify. You can give a rating and a review. Please be kind and have a very magical week. If you like this episode or show, please consider going over to Apple or Spotify to give me a rating and review. It will really help with the algorithm of the show. Share with your friends and follow me at Witch Magic on Instagram. You can also join us on the Witch Magic Facebook group. If you would like to support the show even more, you could check out my Patreon and Ko-fi pages and join the tier of your choosing and budget for extra perks, as well as helping me maybe get a cup of tea. Thanks, everyone.